Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome and thank you. This is your host, Karen Marie Campbell, licensed practitioner, certified transformational coach, and Monica Berkestaff Riley, certified holistic health practitioner and holistic health coach, joining you today and celebrating our summer solstice and gathering and giving you information on how to celebrate the summer solstice with rituals using herbs and essential oils, which have always been around this for centuries. We love our essential oils, and we love doing these shows, and these shows are designed to educate. It is not designed to diagnose any ailment or to prescribe anything to you. It's just here to educate you on the benefits of the essential oils that Monica and I use holistically for our own wellness and well-being. And we like to share that information. So, Monica, how are you?
I am wonderful, Karen Marie. Namaste to you and a joyful summer solstice transition to all of our listeners, all of our dear soulful spirits who are out there listening to us today. I am welcoming you and embracing you in the radiance of the sun.
I like that. I'm receiving that. I receive all of that all over my body right now.
Yes, I'm so glad. It's as Karen mentioned, I am Monica Bickerstaff, and I am a certified holistic health practitioner and holistic health coach, and my expertise is as a certified aromatherapist and master herbalist. I like to help support people achieve your optimal wellness using our nature's bounty, essential oils, and herbs.
So I want to just say to our listening audience, it's rare that you find someone who is clinically trained both in using the herbs as well as using essential oils and
yes,
combining them in a holistic manner.
Yes.
And the reason why we do these shows is because we are very passionate about getting the information out there, because something as simple for me, and I can use me as an example, if I'm having a toothache, I know that I can take clove oil, for example, and place it on there. But I, even though I researched that, I didn't go ahead and just do that on my own. I went to a certified clinical trained aromatherapist and stated what my challenge was, and then they gave me a suggestion that I could benefit from the cold oil until I saw my dentist. So
yes,
we're just giving you information, but the reason why I'm stressing this point is please, it's great to Google things, but not everything on Google is accurate, and because we're not doctors, I always want to say, please see a certified aromatherapist or an herbalist as Monica and relieve yourself of the stress of trying to figure it out yourself.
Yes, let me absorb your stress as we work on something to relieve your physical dis-ease or physical tension. It's so important, everyone. Please know that even as soon as you screw the top off of an essential oil, that is the essential oils, all of the essential oils have medicinal benefits. And you can't just go rubbing them on you or even inhaling them without knowing how they are going to affect your body temple. So just always be on the safe side, please. And I'm always here for you. You can reach out to me on Facebook at Monica Bickerstaff, or you can always email me at sistersage888@aol.com. I am here to receive you and to embrace you and to walk with you and support you and just helping you feel the best you can feel. I mean, we're here on this planet to embrace health, radiance, vibrance, longevity, and then to give back. And I know from personal experience, if you're not feeling well, when we're not feeling well, we are not at our best, and we can't give of ourselves. So take advantage of working with me, a 30-minute consult, free, complimentary. So reach out to me in your own time, in your own way. I'm here to receive you. And with that said, Karen, as we always do with our calls, I'd like to start us off with a Ujjayi breath, which is a breath that will release all of the pent-up energies and toxins from our root chakra through our crown. And we're going to inhale real deep. We've got to go dig deep. Get that inhale going. And then hold it and then just express it through our nose and our throats, not through an open mouth. That's what the Ujjayi breath is, to expel and to express all of those toxins and negative energies, get them out of our systems. So if you would please just get rooted, just plant your feet somewhere on the ground. Take your shoes off. If you have socks or stockings on, get rid of them. And just sit with a straight spine and your shoulders back and close your eyes for a minute and just take this minute to go into yourself. And we're going to breathe in. And out. And in. And out. I find that with the Ujjayi breath, if you're stressed, if you're under tension, if you're feeling anxious at any point during the day, just pause, stop what you're doing, and breathe. And that will help you become grounded and realigned and centered. And as we transition into the summer solstice, which for us is on Monday, I'd like to offer this affirmation. As the sun spirals its longest dance, cleanse us. As nature shows bounty and fertility, bless us. Let all things live with loving intent and to fulfill their truest destiny. Our summer solstice marks our longest day of light and our highest point of energy. And I know that for us, I myself live in Las Vegas, and they're predicting very, very high energy temperatures on Monday to 115 degrees. Karen, have you heard about what your temperatures are going to be on Monday?
currently, because I'm currently in the East Coast, that's the beauty of this internet show.
Yes.
The Monday will be in the mid-80s with a possible overcast. So I'm not doing the triple digit like you are.
Right. The summer solstice is a magical time of year for us. It's the time to plant the seeds of our intentions and to reap the bounty and watch them manifest. This is also a pivotal time of year for us to reach high and aim high and to experience this transformation. It's important, it's very important for us to make sure that our first three chakras, which are our root, our sacral, and our solar plexus chakras, we must make sure they are aligned. These are the chakras that we associate with emotional and mental well-being, security, sexuality, creativity, positivity, bounty, abundance. So it's critical as we transition into any summer solstice period that we make sure that we are aligned in those three chakras. And I'm offering a grounding high energy blend summer solstice. I'm calling it the summer solstice sizzle. How about that? And this essential oil blend I have blended with using therapeutic grade essential oils in a carrier of jojoba oil. I had to meditate over what carrier I wanted to use, and I ended up deciding on jojoba oil because jojoba oil is one of our natural regenerative oils. It regenerates the cells. It mirrors natural collagen for our bodies, and it's a wonderful face oil and just overall anti-aging regenerative body oil. So the blend that I want to offer to you all, I sell this blend, but I would also like to tell you the essential oils that are in this blend and why they are so important as we transition into the summer solstice. So one of the oils in my summer solstice sizzle is the sweet orange oil. Sweet orange essential oil connects us to prosperity, happiness, and solar energy. Another essential oil that's part of this blend is ylang ylang. Ylang ylang is a warming, grounding oil. It's the oil of abundance and manifestation of intention. And ylang ylang is very sultry. It's very sensual. So it adds a little bit of summer sultriness to this blend, which is very warming. At the same time, it's very energizing and very calming. So it has all of those properties in this one blend. Sandalwood is our grounding oil. So when I'm referencing especially grounding and balancing and realigning our energy points, our chakras of our first three chakras, that those chakras are I am, I feel, I do. And as we transition into the summer solstice, it's important to remember identity, grounding, awareness, and intention. I am, I feel, I do. Sandalwood grounds us and connects to spirituality and keeps us aligned with our intentions. So as I mentioned earlier, the summer solstice it's a transition, very, very high energy, not only for the planet, but it's high energy for ourselves. It's wonderful, too, because we're transitioning through a full moon in addition to a summer solstice. So it's wonderful for us to set our intentions and to kind of plant our seeds and just not just sit back and watch them grow, but we also must water them, we must nurture them, right, so that we can reap the manifestation of our intention. Lemon essential oil. I love, love, love lemon. Lemon essential oil is also one of the oils that I use in the summer solstice sizzle blend. Lemon is linked to happiness and creates a sense of calm and well-being. When you visualize lemon, a lot of people, just the yellow sunburst, a lot of people start to smile just immediately. And as you know, when you cut a fresh lemon, the essence of that lemon peel, the essence of that zest is so powerful. So it often makes you, it, at least I know when I'm cooking with lemon or when I'm juicing my lemons, it makes me feel happy automatically. So when I get up every morning, I have no choice but to be happy because I'm slicing a lemon or I am using one of my therapeutic grade lemon essential oils in a smoothie or in a special detox cleanse for my liver. So it's lemon, sandalwood, ylang ylang, and sweet orange oil, all blended into a carrier of jojoba oil. That is a beautiful blend all over, a total full anointing from head to toe for summer solstice. Karen, are there any specific essential oils that you like to use in your rituals for summer solstice?
I love the using the essential oils lime and lemon.
Mm-hmm.
Love, yes. love those two. And I put them on the soles of my feet.
Yes.
As well as I put them on my hand and bring the synergy of the two oils together. And then I open my hands still cupped together, and I don't touch my face, but I bring it close enough
yes.
to just breathe it in through my nose only, not my mouth.
Right.
And that just supports me with my antioxidants and energizes my body, and it's just, it creates opportunities for me to, and you're right. Once you put those oils on you, it naturally puts you in a state of a happiness.
Yes.
You become very lighter and whimsical in your mannerism and your feeling, and then it just allows itself, especially if you're doing it in a quiet place, it allows and sets the tone of your day to be just what you experienced when you put them on.
Exactly. They just make you feel happy. They make you feel good. There's power in that citrus. There's power in the lemon, the orange, the tangerine, the lime, the grapefruit. And those essential oils themselves, when you think of the actual fruits from which they come, they're full of antioxidants. They're full of detoxing and cleansing benefits. They can actually work synergistically together to help us move our body pH to an alkaline state as opposed to an acidic state. There are just so many powers and natural bounties and beauty of the citrus. And I love that blend. I love lime as well. Some of the herbs. Now, let's talk a little bit about herbs. It's important. There are three specific points in our body that I want to talk about especially as we transition into summer. Our liver is one of our organs that is a high energy vibration organ. It's active all of the time. Our liver detoxifies and cleanses constantly for us 24/7. So we have to, we must protect and nurture our liver so it can continue to regenerate and do what it does for us. Also, I want to just briefly mention the adrenal glands, which are located above our kidneys. These glands, it's very important as far as handling the stress hormone called cortisol and also helping us with our vitality, our natural radiance. When our adrenal glands are fatigued or tired, our body temples become very sluggish. And one organ, one gland that we don't speak about, we rarely hear about it, but it is our spleen. Our spleen is very important as it works together with our liver, our kidneys, and our adrenal glands. We must remember that it's important to take care of our spleen, which is located in that solar plexus area, that third chakra. So the spleen is important, very crucial for proper digestion. It's actually the point of entry, and also for detoxifying all of the bad bacteria from our colon and just flushing that out of our system. So spleen is very important. When our spleen isn't happy, it actually swells. It gets distended. And that's when you know that inflammation, that swollen appearance, that's when you know that you have to address some things going on in your body temple. And you have to do it with a quickness. Just don't think it's going to correct itself. There are things that you can do to help to calm your spleen. It's a very sensitive area in our bodies, and it absorbs everything. So it absorbs our stress. It absorbs stress from people that we may be around in a room. It absorbs environmental toxins. So spleen, I wanted to talk about spleen. So some of the herbs for spleen, liver, adrenal glands, the one herb I love, love, love is burdock root. Burdock root is a natural tonic for the liver. It cleanses and builds the blood. It acts as a natural diuretic and removes high levels of uric acid through our kidneys. And as a result, reflected on the outside is our radiance. Burdock root is wonderful if you have chronic acne or if you're challenged with eczema and even psoriasis. Burdock root as a tincture, as a tea, is a wonderful option. Again, work with a master herbalist, certified herbalist like myself. Just don't go out and buy some burdock root today and start taking it. There are contraindications with burdock root. Also, another
I'm glad
herb.
You're saying that.
Oh,
I
yes.
just want to quickly let people know the other thing with when it comes to the herbs is there's a lot of things that are out there that are not in its natural state that you'll be
yes.
sold a package
yes.
that you'll think is one herb because it looks like something else, but only a master herbalist can tell by looking at it, smelling it, and feeling it.
Yes.
So be cautious when you're ordering anything online.
Yeah.
Outside of working with a certified herbalist and especially clinically trained, you do not want to digest something in your body when you think it's supposed to do one thing and it does something totally different. And
absolutely.
You don't want to create any issues. So I just wanted to express that.
Yes.
Because
I'm so
I
glad
know
you did.
I know of stories that came back to me about people's experience. So thank you for allowing me to share that.
Oh, I'm so glad you did. There are so many synthetic compounds being blended into so-called natural products, natural herbs. So, yes, I work strictly with wildcrafted herbs. And if you are interested in learning some of the brands that I can certify and recommend, I'm here for you again. Email me, sistersage888@aol.com. You know, just take a couple of minutes, email me. But be safe. Protect your body. Be proactive with your knowledge. Don't just consume things out there or order things out there because you see something that says all natural. Another herb, now this is a happy herb. This is a skin herb. Calendula is is the actual word for, we know this flower as marigold, and in ancient times it was referred to as sun bride. But the calendula herb has many, many healing properties. It heals the skin, and it works somewhat like lavender essential oil does for us. So calendula can heal a cut, a bruise. It can help with fade an insect bite, provide relief from any type of insect bite. And you can always use calendula topically, blended in an oil. And again, you must be careful because you don't want to overuse calendula or as a tincture. You can also ingest calendula as a tincture. But again, that is one herb that you must work with a master herbalist or certified herbalist with respect to the, I call it the sun gold herb, calendula. Mugwort. Mugwort is a summer herb that is categorized as an emmenagogue. An emmenagogue herb is an herb that is specifically helpful in toning and supporting women, our wombs, our reproductive systems. That's what emmenagogue means. And so mugwort supports the female reproductive system. It's also wonderful to support our digestive systems. It acts as a digestive stimulant. So mugwort is a good herb if you want to protect and nurture your spleen. It's also a very mild sedative and can offer you beautiful summertime lucid dreams if you take mugwort. Mugwort and vinegar and another herb called agrimony are excellent treatment when combined for sciatica. That's one of the treatments that I use to keep my sciatica inflammation at bay. And it's wonderful for muscular stiffness. So if you're summertime, we want to get out, we want to use our bodies, we want to be active, whatever fitness calls you, whether it's walking, CrossFit, powerlifting, yoga, whatever your fitness is, summertime is the time for us to get out, get grounded, do some of these things barefoot if you're in an area where you can, and just move your body, energize your body. And the other herb that I'd like to speak about is St. John's wort. Now, I'm sure you've heard about St. John's wort. St. John's wort has proven ability to act as an antidepressant in cases of mild depression and anxiety. And it's a wonderful tonic. It can be a wonderful tonic for the entire nervous system, calming of pain, of just not only anxious nerves, but again, looking at chronic back pain, sciatica. It may be helpful to you in relieving some of the pain associated with arthritis. So those are the four herbs that I like to
Beautiful.
add to my
Beautiful.
Summer solstice practice.
Thank you. And Monica, where can our beautiful audience contact you? I know you're on Facebook.
Yes.
Email. Can you give that again?
Yes. Please contact me, Monica Bickerstaff on Facebook. Email sistersage888@aol.com. And just allow yourselves to use this bountiful transformational energy of the summer solstice to prepare for and build what's next in your life. Namaste.
Namaste. And thank you to our listening audience. We really appreciate you taking the time out to educate yourself and empower yourself, knowing that you're whole and you're complete and you're blessed. This is Karen Marie Campbell of the Spirit Within You, wishing you nothing but abundance, prosperity, perfect health, and wellness. And give Monica a call. And you can reach me at 702-530-7648 or go onto the website www.thespiritwithinyou.com, and that's you as in universe. Peace and blessings to all of you.